At what age do you picture yourself sitting on a beach, sipping something refreshing, and finally enjoying retirement? Or maybe you're one of these people that's never going to retire, working well into your golden years, driven by passion and purpose. But here's the million-dollar question. Should society tell you when it's time to clock out for good? Whether you're dreaming of a life without alarm clocks or dreading the idea of being forced out of a job you love, this debate hits close to home for all of us. Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, we should institute a mandatory retirement age, and comes from the economics category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. The concept of a mandatory retirement dates back to the early 20th century, when industrialized nations started grappling with aging workforces. Initially, mandatory retirement laws were designed to make room for younger employees and streamline workforce management. Today, countries like France and Japan still enforce mandatory retirement ages, while others, including the US, generally allow employees to work as long as they are able. Key concepts here include workforce sustainability, age discrimination, and the balance between economic productivity and individual rights. Globally, mandatory retirement ages vary, with countries setting limits between 60 and 70 years old for most professions. However, some fields, like aviation and judiciary work, maintain specific mandatory retirement ages to ensure safety and efficiency. This topic is more pressing than ever, as life expectancy increases and populations age. With older generations staying healthier longer, they're also redefining what it means to contribute to the workforce. However, debates about when, or if, people should retire touch on issues of financial equity, generational opportunities, and individual freedoms. Now, let's debate. Agree. We should institute a mandatory retirement age. We need to create opportunities for younger workers. Workforce turnover ensures younger employees have a chance to advance in their careers. Without mandatory retirement, older employees may inadvertently bottleneck job promotions. For example, a 2023 study in Germany found that retirement age policies helped reduce youth unemployment by 8%. This supports workforce productivity. Certain professions require mental sharpness and physical fitness that can decline with age, such as surgeons, pilots, and firefighters. Mandatory retirement ensures safety and competency. The FAA mandates airline pilots retire at 65 to maintain passenger safety, and that's just one example. This could significantly simplify pension and retirement planning. Setting a clear retirement age allows governments and companies to better structure pension programs and financial plans. Social Security gets paid out at 65 in the US, whether or not you're still employed. Is that really the point of that system? And is that a good use of those funds? Without defined retirement ages, pension systems face unbelievable strain, as seen in debates about raising the retirement age in France to stabilize the system. Disagree. We should not institute a mandatory retirement age. This is age discrimination and a loss of experience. Forcing people out of jobs based on age disregards individual capability and undermines their expertise. Warren Buffett is still actively leading Berkshire Hathaway into his 90s and exemplifies how age doesn't always correlate with productivity. This creates financial and emotional harm to workers. Retirement policies can force people to leave when they are not financially ready, especially as life expectancy rises. According to a 2022 Pew survey, 28% of Americans nearing retirement lack enough savings to carry them for the rest of their life, creating financial stress if forced to retire. This is an erosion of individual freedom. People should have the autonomy to decide when to retire. Forcing someone into retirement infringes on personal rights. Retirement should be about choice, not a legal obligation dictated by a number on the calendar. Now for some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to the agree point about it creating opportunities for younger workers could be, the idea that mandatory retirement creates opportunities for younger workers assumes a zero-sum game in employment, which isn't always true. Companies can expand or restructure roles to accommodate both older and younger employees without forcing anyone out. One possible rebuttal to the disagree point about age discrimination and loss of experience could be, while some older workers excel, others may unintentionally hinder innovation due to outdated practices. Mandatory retirement helps ensure that organizations remain agile and receptive to new ideas, evolving with the times. Balancing workforce needs with individual freedoms isn't straightforward. What works for one country or industry may not suit another, emphasizing the need for flexible solutions. Recently, debates about raising retirement ages have sparked protests in countries like France, where citizens opposed raising the legal age to 64. Meanwhile, in the U.S., discussions around extending Social Security benefits highlight the need for flexible retirement solutions. Policymakers today are grappling with balancing aging populations with economic sustainability. Want to dig into this topic even more? When you're playing dinner table debates at home, Agree gets to set the stage and define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. We should institute a mandatory retirement age for public service jobs. Should firefighters, police officers, or teachers have retirement ages? How do physical and mental demands impact the fairness of these policies? 2. We should tie the retirement age to health metrics. Should retirement be based on an individual's physical and mental health rather than a fixed age? What challenges would this pose for fairness and implementation? 3. We should offer incentives for voluntary retirement instead of mandating it. How could incentives encourage older workers to retire without forcing them out? Would this strategy help balance generational equity in the workforce? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram or TikTok account at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.